Yes, a very good evening and a very warm welcome to the business and economic segment. That is, of course, lecture hall one.
Yeah.
Your trusted classroom when it comes to all the economic building matters.
Yeah.
I am Kaveh Dembruga.
Yeah, and David Shombe. Welcome, dear listeners, to business and economic segment. This is a platform where we talk about business matters, talk about business opportunities. It's a platform where we engage various guests. We talk about policy makings, everything related to economic development, national policies, analysis, international relations, and developmental matters. But at the center of development, we have education. You cannot drive development without research. You cannot also drive development without education. Therefore, today we have the guest that our dear listeners have been waiting for. Yeah, we are here with our guest. He's the manager for communication from University of Namibia, Mr. Simon Namesho. And he's going to engage us on various topics, especially related to issues of registration. And also, any question you have, especially at the beginning of the year, related to academic admissions, related to clarification of some requirements, and so on. Mr. Namesho, thank you very much for joining us. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, David. It's actually a nice studio you guys have here.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe let us start with it. No, a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions, especially related to University of Namibia admissions. They have a lot of questions about courses at University of Namibia. There's also a lot of contradictions in the public. Some are saying this is what is needed, this is what is not needed, this is what it is. However, I think let us start with maybe just the first point of before I go to the first question. How is University of Namibia?
Well, we opened on the 9th of January.
Yeah.
Our academic staff returns to office and to duty on the 21st. That's yesterday.
Yes.
Of January.
Yes.
So that's just signaling you that the academic year is definitely warming up.
Yeah.
Our first year students have been registering since last week, Monday.
Yeah.
Our senior students have been registering since the 6th of January.
Yeah.
It's all ending on 24th of January. It's coming Friday.
Yeah.
So next week, Monday.
Yeah.
The first years who were in grade 12 last year.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe towards the end of October, beginning of November.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting in their class come Monday for their university class.
Okay. I like that point of saying the first years who were in grade 12 last year. Let us start with clarifications of requirements. Maybe you can clarify UNAM's position, especially admission of grade 11, which is ordinary level. And then you have AS level, known as grade 12. Now, what is the position of UNAM? Because I remember the other week we were listening to the Minister of Education. She was talking about students or learners graduating to go to the next level, which is university. Where is UNAM in this stand?
No, thank you, David. Actually, that's always a popular question around this time of the year when we get the results of our AS and as well for the ordinary students. The university position on who they admit has always been the same since we started the university in existence. And what is that position? It's that we take in students that are leaving in grade 12. There was never a time where we like say, okay, maybe in 1995 we take grade 11s, or in 1999 we take grade 11s, or in 2001 we take grade 11s, or in 2024 we take grade 11s. There was never a time like that.
Okay.
So we were always on the position to say we take grade 12s. All right.
Yeah.
But now what is all this all about since the last 4 years or so, or 3 years or so? I think there's been shifts in the landscape of basic education as well as higher education.
Yeah.
The shift that I'm talking about is transformation in the basic education as well as also curriculum transformation at higher education, especially at UNAM.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then the question comes in to say, now, who do you take and why this grade 11 conversation? I think this comes into conversation because at basic level, at grade 11 and grade 12, there was a transformation at that level, there is now a new exit point. Yeah. All right. An exit point of grade 11. An exit point to go where? To go and study at institutions where they can definitely take you in at that level. All right. Maybe they have to bring in a different point in the whole argument to say they probably have then on their scale, on their qualifications, where they can take in a qualification that is on the level of grade 11, which is usually at a level 3, all right, on the NQF scale. And then grade 12 is at level 4. And then our admission at UNAM, we take them from level 5, our admission from level 5, our degree program.
Okay.
All right. So that's an exit point. But also, there's also an exit point of grade 12, all right, which is at level 4. And I want to remind you that all our degree program, for you to get in, because they start at level 5 and you exit at a certain level, now you're exiting at level 3 and our programs are at level 5. That means you are missing a level in that NQF levels, all right?
Yeah.
So that's one important aspect to look into. Now, that's why we say, as we take people who are exiting at level 4, who are those? That's our grade 12. So we are also encouraging that everybody that's in grade 11, if you want to go to university at UNAM, then you should exit your basic education at grade 12. Then some people are saying, I only have 3 modules in grade 12, while UNAM is taking 5 subjects for your admission. Then that's now when the whole conversation starts off in combination with ordinary level. AS in combination with ordinary level. So we have then a few combination that we take in.
Yeah.
That means 3 subject at AS and then 2 subject at ordinary to make 5, or 2 subject at AS and 3 at ordinary. So that maybe I can stop there for now.
Yeah. Maybe before I give Kaveh an opportunity also to continue asking questions, you are making it very clear to say UNAM is not taking by any chance somebody who only end in grade 11.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the possibility of a person who end up in grade 11 to enter the door of University of Namibia?
All right. I think to visit, yes, you are always more than welcome to visit.
Okay.
But to enroll for an academic program,
yeah,
and remember, our academic programs are degree programs.
I did.
And diploma programs are also taking in combination with AS.
Okay.
So they start at, talking about degree program, they start at level 5.
Yeah.
And you are exiting at level 3, which is grade 11.
Yeah.
3 and 5, there is a 4 missing.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we are saying exit at level 4. And then we start to have a conversation. And we're also saying it's in combination with, not only, because there are learners that went to grade 12 and have 5 subjects at AS. And they say, I want to use my 5 subjects at AS for you to evaluate me. Then we'll say, yes, that's all fine and well, but we take in 3. Give us your 3 best at A level.
Okay.
So if you have 5, give us 3. And then we look at your ordinary also. We take 2.
Okay. Maybe just this one before Kaveh, sorry. Yeah. Let me say, I end up in grade 11, then because you have a certain standard, you are not admitting me. Then I go to any institution, then I complete a diploma, which is level 5, some are level 6. Can I still come to UNAM to apply for a degree?
All right. Then now remember that there's something called articulation. They look at your qualification, where you have leveled it up, all right?
Yeah.
So that means you have then done some work,
wherever
you are coming from,
that
is now worth for us to wait, to look at and evaluate, and then say, yes, you have done this module. Yes, you have not done this, done this. You can't perhaps jump into year 3 because you have not done the following modules.
We will
allow you to start in year 2. Or it looks like you have not done at all most of the subject. Please go and start in year 1.
Yeah.
So we look at that, what you have done.
Oh, you mean if I have certain advanced education, I can still enter with my grade 11. You are only going to consider my other qualification, right?
We look at your highest qualification.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe after the break, Kaveh, then we can continue.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council. Listen.
Yes, dear listeners, we are in the studio with the manager for communication from University of Namibia. He's here to clarify all the contradictions and make it very clear about UNAM position regarding entry requirements. And you are free to... Oh, there's already a call online. Yeah, maybe this one is for you. Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not listening to this to Eagle FM right now, but I have seen a notice online that we were going to have an official from UNAM by 18 o'clock. May you confirm with me if he's in the studio?
No, he's listening to you. Just talk to him. Mr. Namisho is listening to you.
Yeah, please. So I only have one question because I wanted to register with UNAM for the first time, but I couldn't manage because my wallet is not treating me better. So I was of the opinion that why is UNAM not extending the registration and application time up until end of January so that we can try to manage? Obviously, we took note of the dates of application last year, but we still had some up and falls there. How about UNAM looking at the extension to go until that time? Because we really want to, but the amount that is there, could it be the one for application or the one for registration? Everything is just so high for us.
Okay, you are listening.
There is this other thing that is disturbing me, whereby when we want to apply to NASFAF, we are being asked an admission letter. But when I have an intention to apply for UNAM and reason that I don't have money, I also need to present to them who gonna fund for me. Now, I don't know who will sort me out first, whether is it UNAM or NASFAF. I'm just asking. I don't even know if that other part of my question is relevant to him.
But yeah, I think your question is very clear. Let him answer you on the phone. And I think these are some of the things that, if you were on the radio, these are some of the things that I think he was going to talk about. But for now, that you're on the line.
I'm not listening. I just took note that by this time we were supposed to have him in the studio.
No problem. Maybe he can answer you for 2 minutes, then we can continue the conversation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sir. Just take the...
All right, thank you. Good evening. Are you a first year or are you a returning student?
No, first year.
First year. All right. Yes. On the aspect of why are we not extending, just for the sake of time, I'll go deeper. Why not? We have currently registration running for until this week, Friday, and then late registration starts on Monday until end of next week, Friday. How can the dates, that's like issue of saying, why can't we not start at all the way until end of January? It's because there's time where there are dates in your academic calendar that we need for you to get it taught. If we keep on extending the period of registration, it starts to eat, or what they say, start to chow into your days that you need to be taught in class. So that is a very crucial, important part of the university, because at some point, classes need to start. And then if everybody starts to ask to self-extended, so you ask until end of January, somebody else, David, will ask to be extended until the 20th of February. Susan will ask until end of March. So we'll be in that back and forth quite a while. So at the moment, that's what we have. But you also mentioned something about NSFAF and if you can apply now or not. If you've applied, you should have received what you call a provisional admission letter. You can use that provisional admission letter for your application to NSFAF. Plus, they only want to know which course you're going to study at UNAM so that you can then get your acknowledgement letter from your application process. So the process of NSFAF UNAM process doesn't hinder you from applying for NSFAF. I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Yeah, no, I got to say, but I have also this very short question before I hang up. Look, I completed my grade 12 in 2013. Then until all that time, I did not manage doing well in English. And then only this year, 2024, last year, 2024, I managed to do well with my English. Now I have a grade 12 certificate, but this result that came now is for grade 11. How are you going to place us? Because UNAM has released the notice that they are doing away with grade 11 holders.
Okay. Firstly, we are not doing anything with Blade 11s back then, and even now, we always have been playing field with the Great 12s. All right. So, but what you are talking about is legacy versus the time after 2021. We have admission criteria for the time before 2021 and after 2021, the years, all right? So what I would suggest is if you can come to any nearest campus and let them look at your two qualifications so that you're able to be taken in or considered into. Plus, also, there's also a different program that you can maybe look into depending on how your grades look like, something called UNAM Readiness Program. Perhaps you do qualify that with what you have at hand. As I said, I do not have your grades. It's important that you approach any of our nearest campuses so that we can look into and zoom into your specific situation. But there are options which can accommodate you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm also just jumping into the... I know there's a special admission consideration pathway program. I just want to find out what does that really entail or how does that whole process go?
All right. I think that's also an important question to bring across because let me answer you this way. To get into UNAM, there are different what you call entry pathways. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you can come into Windhoek, you can come through the B1 or you can come through the Hosea Kotabe Traditional Port or you can come through the Rehoboth Road. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to UNAM as well, we have all those roads to get into UNAM. One is your normal grade 12, what you call normal application. Two is what you call mature age entry scheme. I don't know if you heard about that. And then three, we have what you call RPL in short, but the full version is called Recognition of Prior Learning. Or you can come through what we call UNAM Readiness Program. It's like a bridging program. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, what you're asking now is something called Special Admission Consideration. What is that? All right. So the answer is that is a pathway to get into UNAM for students that have done ordinary level, have also done AS, but have just missed the mark. They have not failed. They don't have enough the required symbols or points to get into UNAM. So then that special admission consideration is then there to cater for them. What does it do? It puts in place to say, are you able to, do you have this symbol and this point? Yes, I do. But you don't meet our general admission requirement.
Mm.
All right. So we have then that condition in place. So then when you have enrolled in our program, would then say, fulfill the following, one of the conditions, and then we admit you. Because you have not met our requirements, we'll still take you in,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll advise you to say, there's this condition, or you meet this condition, or you meet this condition during your studies in your first year.
Mm-hmm.
Should you meet those conditions, you can then progress to your second year. If you don't meet those conditions, then unfortunately you don't progress into second year.
Mm.
That's why it's called a special consideration. A difference also between the special admission consideration and UNAM readiness program, I think it's also something which is commonly asked, or it's also to say, what's the difference? Number one of the difference is that the UNAM readiness program, you don't necessarily have to have passed AS level. You should have attempted. You should have sat in class.
Mm.
You should have been there and probably did not make it.
Mm.
All right? Not even probably, you have not made it at all. All right. So then we take you on UNAM Readiness Program. You come on, you attend the UNAM Readiness Program for 1 year. And what UNAM is saying to you is, we guarantee you a place in the course that you want to go and study in your bachelor degree when you pass UNAM Readiness Program.
Mm.
So our programs are then 3 years or 4 years. The UNAM Readiness Program adds another year onto your studies. Vis-a-vis the special admission consideration, that one does not add a special year onto you.
Mm-mm.
You come in already in your first year, and then we give you conditions in your first year.
Mm-hmm.
To say, yes, you are a first year student at UNAM, meet the following conditions. If you do, then you can progress.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, unfortunately, you cannot progress into study because you don't meet the condition. Don't meet the special admission consideration for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and also maybe just speaking to a few UNAM students, especially today, because I was actually there earlier on, I want to understand the difference in registration, especially for the returning students and as well as the new students, because you know there's this thing that where students are like, no, they don't understand why they have to re-register every single year while they're already on the system. Maybe can you just clarify that or why there's a need for that?
All right. I think there are so many reasons why there is something called registration, an annual registration, especially for returning students. There's this issue of checking if you have met the prerequisite modules that you need to. because if you are moving from one year to the other, there is something then called that if you have passed certain modules in year two, you need to have passed them so you can progress into year three. Mm. So this process of what you call registration is a point in your study where we hold everything at break and check, have you met the requirements to move on?
Mm-mm.
Have you passed the modules? If we don't do that, and then we just end up having students that are moving, going with the flow, and then end up being in fourth year, but they do not have met the credits, enough credits. They have not have done the required prerequisite modules for you to go there. That is also to check, it's also about number, to check how many students are progressing in the system. If we do not have this interval in your studies, the university will not know the progression rate of its students. We might be sitting there and say, okay, first year we have 100 students in this particular course.
Mm.
Let's go and check up on them again 4 years later, just to realize that there are only 3 students in the program.
Mm.
So there was never any intervention in between there to check, all right, how are they doing? How many are they? How many are struggling? Maybe we need an intervention at certain program. That's why you should then have introduced perhaps tutorial programs within certain programs, because they realize that they need more support so that they can progress very well in those courses. So it's not just an open-ended exercise. It's for various reasons. And one of them is the one I mentioned, to say we need to check then our numbers. We need to check your progression rate. We need to check also your credits. How are they building up as you go, as well as then on your prerequisite module as you go?
Mm, indeed. And also, maybe just also for clarity's sake, maybe the standard registration fees as well as the tuition fees that's expected at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. When you come to UNAM, then it depends on what category you are in terms of your finance position.
Mm.
Firstly, are you privately funded? Are you funding it yourself out of your own pocket? Or are you having a sponsor or a funder? All right. So if you are paying yourself straight out, you then have to pay at registration $6,975. People always ask us, that's why am I paying that? A quick breakdown is to say that amount has a $4,000 in it. That's a deposit to your own tuition fees. All right. The $2,975, that is a composite of what you call registration fees. All right. Why is there a deposit amount tied into? Why am I made to pay that amount? It has come from a position of, in the past, students used to struggle to pay off their tuition fees throughout the year.
Mm.
So this is an indirect way the university is in helping you pay off your tuition fee throughout the year. A quick example, if your tuition fee, this is for our discussion.
Mm.
If your tuition fee for the year is 10,000, and then within the registration fee, there's a fixed amount of your tuition fee is then 4,000. So you take the 10,000 minus the 4,000. What is then left is 6,000, then that's what you pay throughout the year.
Mm-mm.
All right. So the flip side is you come and register and you only pay 2,975, and then you have 10,000 to pay for the rest of the year.
Mm.
And then our trend has shown us that if we have that in there, it then helps the students to register. The other students then who are funded, they only pay what you call the registration fee only, 2,975.
Mm.
If you are NSFA funded, if you are sponsored, perhaps if your letter is very clear to say even the registration fee we are covering as your sponsor, then that should be stated in the letter of your sponsorship. If you're an NSFA student, you should pay straight up $2,975 only. Everything else, then your tuition fee gets to be covered by your funder. All right. So just to repeat, $6,975
mm-hmm.
if you're self-funded. If you're NSFA funded, if you have an acknowledgement letter from NSFA, that alone allows you then to only pay 2,975 at registration.
Yes. Maybe before we go to the callers, there are some online questions. Maybe I should just go through them. Yeah, there's a question from Martinez Kauko. He asked to say, can they please provide an update on when they will respond to our appeals for the School of Medicine? That's question number one. The second one is that this one is coming from Alma Leni Yanamlenga. So can I register for readiness if I have E in English and improving my English at NAMCO? Maybe the last one before you answer. For the readiness program, can we do distance? Those are some of the genuine questions that I asked. Yeah, maybe after that.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that chinos to pluckies feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, Mr. Namesho, maybe you can tackle those one. You want me to repeat or you got them?
I think I got them. The one on medicine when it's the appeal coming through, and then the one on the UNAM readiness program with the E in English, right?
Yeah, and the one who want to do distance on the readiness program.
Yes. All right, three of them. Yeah. All right, let me start with the medicine one in that order. The medicine program has been starting to take in application, registration since the 13th of January. There is in that process of what it's now publicly known as an appeal process, but it's just more like to look at our processes to say that should be done as well this week, because they have to be done by end of this week. There has been conversation since yesterday, Tuesday. I am aware that by today, Wednesday, they have started already taking all those students what you call appeal. So by end of this week, those students should be already have been admitted. Come Monday, they should start their classes. So this week, today is Wednesday, tomorrow is Thursday, Friday latest, you should all be registered for your course in the School of Medicine. All right. Moving on to the aspect of UNAM readiness program, if I have an E in English, unfortunately, we don't have any admission with an E in our UNAM readiness program. They are different streams which take on students under the UNAM readiness program. Science stream, there's a commerce stream, there's a social science stream, as well as education. Mm-hmm. In all their admission requirements for those streams, they are all taking in English at ordinary level with a D, and all of them throughout for that admission process, only a D, and unfortunately not the E. And then the question of UNAM readiness program, unfortunately, UNAM readiness program is not on distance. You have to be in class. You have to be actually taught, because this is a very special program for these people. They're designed in a way that you have to do it in class and not online. Unfortunately, you have to be in class for UNAM readiness program.
Mm. And also maybe just the entry requirements for diplomas. Can anybody with 20 marks or above, you know, qualify for a diploma in any field, or how does that really go?
Mm. All right. For our diploma programs, we have also we have two admission options. Depends on the time scale of when you finished your grade 12. What I mean by this is admission requirements before 2021, and then after 2021. Maybe I can just run through them for you. For our diploma program, undergrad program, admission criteria based on the Namibian school leaving certificate prior 2021. Undergraduate diploma program, okay, subject to the school special regulations. The normal basic requirements for entrance to undergraduate diploma program shall be a pass in 5 different subjects on ordinary level, NSSCO or what you have legacy grade 12, mm-hmm. with a minimum of 24 points on the UNAM evaluation scale, with English at a minimum D at ordinary level. All right, then lastly, B is to say with a combination of ordinary level and higher level, which is NSSCH, with a minimum of 24 points on the UNAM evaluation scale, with English at a minimum D level or ordinary level. And I think it's also very important to emphasize the issue of UNAM evaluation scale.
Mm.
We have come across where people come to the university and say, I have 50 points or I have 55 points. And then we always ask them on which evaluation scale.
Mm.
So it's important that you use the University of Namibia evaluation scale.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. And just before we let, you know, Mr. Namesho go, you can, of course, engage him in studio while he is still here at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-404. I think there's a caller on the line already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Mm. Sorry for interruption.
Yes, good evening, Mr. J. Uncle J.
Actually, no interruption, but
yeah.
all these things you are saying, okay, I follow them.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned grade 12, the new intakes have to go to the classes just to be taught.
Yeah,
my concern is.
Uncle Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are in the studio with the manager for communication from University of Namibia. Maybe we can engage him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that when we send this kit to the universities, UNAM, is it only for sitting in the classroom and teach them, or do you have something like education and practical work through environment?
Okay, that's question one. Yeah, the question, is listening?
Yeah. Because we want also practical work, actually, because to enhance some skills in the kids, because at the end of the day, when they are completed, they only have a diploma but no skills. That is what they are preaching here.
Okay.
You know, when you seek for a job, you don't have no skills.
Okay.
I want UNAM to concentrate much more on practical work outside the classroom.
All right. Are you listening on the phone, or you're going to listen on the radio?
I'm having a phone.
Or radio,
yeah.
Okay. Then it's good. Then we're going to take another caller. Then he's going to answer all the questions at once, because we only have around 4 minutes.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, maybe let's give an opportunity to other callers due to time. Then, hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yes, evening. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I have a problem of my network trapping.
Where are you?
I'm at this side of Enana, Wangwena region.
Mm-hmm. Since when your network is tripping?
Since today. I just downloaded the app.
Oh, okay.
Right now. Maybe the network's error. Yes, I want to ask Master Nameso a simple question even. On behalf of my cousin.
Yeah, he's listening. You can talk to him. He's listening.
Yes, my cousin last year was entry in readiness, UNAM readiness program. Then at the end, she might not complete due to the conflict of NAM course and UNAM examination crashing each other. Then she failed 2 modules due to the miss of the examination. Now she asked me if it is possible again to redo the UNAM readiness program this year. This equivalent or this evaluation, when I evaluate the report of my cousin, this meet the requirements.
Okay, are you going to listen on the radio, right?
Yeah, I was listening, but the network is
trapping. Okay, Mr. Nameshu.
All right. Yes. On the issue of UNAM readiness program, you said that your cousin was in the program last year and they did not make it because they were enrolled for NAMCOL as well as for UNAM readiness program at the same time, and the exam were crashing, and that led to them not able to pass. Quickly, just to share with you and the audience, is to say that the UNAM readiness program was a fully funded program by government, which was for free for students to enroll. And there was encouraged that you should have this one chance at least, and to come through when you're done to go to the next program. To answer you directly to your question is, because it's the first time we are doing this, and we're looking at the first time each person one chance as time goes, because it's a funded program. We have not yet looked and finished deliberating on the issue of those ones that have not made it. Because this year, we are using the same space, same resources to take on a new bench of students on the UNAM readiness program, which again is for free as well for these students. So we have to look at that. We are looking at the numbers of how many have passed and how many are we taking new ones to be afforded a space to attend the UNAM readiness program so that they can progress into the next course. Short answer is, can they come back for UNAM readiness program in the second, so-called second year, air quote? The answer I don't have yet here, because we are still busy deliberating that, because it's a one chance, one time opportunity for each person that enrolls on this program.
Okay. Or if I have my financial stables, I want to pay my modules, it is necessary or still it's not needed?
Is that for the UNAM readiness program?
Yes.
Okay, so that part again, because this is the second year this course is going on offering, we also need to evaluate to say, yes, do we have capacity and resources to take on students who want to pay them for themselves for that one-year module or not? So what I can encourage you is on just to stay tuned onto the university platform or to follow Eagle FM, so that at least when we get to announce that this is our new position in terms of students who have not made it in 2024, come 2025.
Okay. Thank you for
clarifying
it.
Thank you.
Right, Mr. Namesho, just in 1 minute to answer the other question, then just to summarize due to time.
All right. Thank you so much. I think it was Uncle Jay. That's correct.
Yeah, it's Uncle Jay. Uncle Jay.
All right. Uncle Jay, what we can share with you is that, in short, the transformed curriculum at the University of Namibia has a very strong component of practice. In the past, we didn't have that as a strong component. We have been listening to various comments and reviews of our curriculum. So in the new transformed curriculum, all the students in their third year is mandatory that they must go for industry. So all these years who are third year for the first time in the new curriculum have to go out in industry. And you can even ask any students who's a third year right now. They are then asked to go in industry for the first couple of months for this academic year. Then there was that issue of the course semester. We have something called course semester in the transformed curriculum that looked at aspect of which is beyond what has been taught in the academic classroom. So different skills that are required out there, critical thinking, entrepreneurship, global citizenship, etc. They are then being addressed in what you call course semester, which starts Monday for the current first year students all the way until end of February. They are in what you call a course semester. This, if you come from what you call the old curriculum, you are not exposed to this. This comes as part of the transformed curriculum. And then lastly, just to conclude, is that, yes, UNAM is still open for applications, and as well as registration is ongoing for our different entry platform, our normal application for via grade 12 or via a UNAM readiness program. You can still apply for the 2024 academic year, and as well as through the UNAM special admission consideration, you can still apply for that to come and enroll at the University of Namibia for this year.
Maybe dates?
Yeah, absolutely. Today is 22. The application, the end registration application is so extended until 24. Registration for also ending on the 24th of January. And then next week, Monday until next week, Friday, is then what you call late registration. And also where you can still apply, hopefully by then as well. But then take note that late application fee applies.
Thank you very much, Mr. Namesho, for your clarification. And thank you for engaging with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ipapatso ya AMPA go emisa go tshola kana dirisa dikopi tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse e leng gore di ka dirisiwa mo mefuteng e ntšha ya maranyana e e farologaneng. Bona mapela a mašwa a a bontshang maikutlo a AMPA. Dikutlwe o kare o mongwe wa selo se se tonna. Na le kitso ya go itse dipalo tsa buka ya kopelo jaaka seatla sa gago. Bonang. Tse dintšha le tsa tokafatso ya AMPA e e lereng pharologano ya dibuka tsa dikopelo mmogo fa tlhatse ga apo e le nngwe fa go kopana setšhaba le phakalatsa dithuto tsa Morena Jesu. Dingwe tsa dibuka tsa dikopelo tse di mo AMPA ke tse The Ellison Ehangano, The Oshiherero Omamburiro, The Catholic Simaneka Kalunga, The African Sankuwa Diyare, le tse dingwe. Ikopanye le rona gompieno fa o ka rata gore lekwalo la kereke ya gago le okediwe mo palong ya dibuka tsa dikopelo tsa AMPA mo palong e latelang ya 081-2358-063 kgotsa email ya rona digital@omalaiti.com. Le mo ga o tseye AMPA gompieno o kgona go e bona mo App Store le mo Google Play Store.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment. This is lecture hall one.
Yeah, David.
you know, one of the things that I realized this week is that information sharing, it's very, very important, especially during this time of year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so many emotions are running high and low, you know, and people are confused about this and that. But I think for the institutions, you know, who are relevant during this time of year, you know, the universities, the colleges, all the upgrading institutions, you know, I think it's very important for them to be sharing the right information.
Yeah.
Because it's a very critical time where people, you know, can be, if they go away with the wrong information, they can be swayed from the whole academic year.
You know, Kave, information is number one. Data, information is number one, especially academic institutions. Engage radio, engage Eagle FM.
Yes.
Because, you know, majority of the people in Namibia, they listen to radio more than they watch TV.
Mm-mm.
Because if you want to get your information out there, if you want to market your institution, engage, you know, different, you know, engage your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. And the moment you come and speak, people, you reach a lot of people in the country.
Mm-mm.
And people ask questions, people get clarification, because if you don't have enough information, sometimes you end up angry.
Yeah.
You can even end up beating a person, but because your lack of understanding,
mm-hmm.
maybe we are on the same side.
Yeah.
But the moment information is shared, the moment we listen to clear information, the moment you ask and engage, is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there were no hope to say, if somebody has, for example, has a grade 11 certificate, you can only go to UNAM if you want to visit somebody. But there are other ways.
Yeah.
If you advance your education, if you did, you went and do a diploma somewhere, then they come and evaluate your what. It's not the end of the road.
Yeah,
that's why Mr. Namesho mentioned something very important to say. If you want to get to a place, you can use different ways. You can come with a plane, you can come with a car or a train or anything. There are always different ways. And the moment, because Kave, one thing I have seen also is that through my tough experience at university,
mm-mm.
people don't have information.
Yeah,
you go there with all your documents. You just heard from somebody at the village who come from Windhoek. Maybe the person was not even studying at the institution that you are studying at.
Yeah,
he also maybe heard from somebody who heard from somebody. Then he said, "No, with this one, with this points, you are going to do what." You come there, you are very angry, you think people lied to you, but you did not ask.
Yeah.
Did you read the newspaper? Did you listen to your favorite radio, Eagle FM? You did not. Did you try to ask questions? You did not ask questions.
Mm-mm.
Because at the end of the day, especially students and parents, if you don't have enough information, it's also very easy for you to be played, to be cheated on. Because remember, this is the time where these butchers and people who prey on first year students.
Mm-mm.
They prey on them because they know they lack information about what they want, where they are going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you end up buying a potter But it's true. It's an online thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're buying a portal, it look like it's easy because you know it. But when you come to, for example, UNAM, you think, no, at registration, we were told that we must go to the portal.
Mm.
It's just an online learning. Simple. It's online learning. But some guys were sent to come to the CBD. Apparently, no, if you want to go to portal, you pay $25, get a taxi.
Oh,
come.
My
just lack of information. Yeah. Instead of you asking to say, no, where you are registered, what is a portal?
Mm.
What is the e-learning platform? And what is, they look simple because you know them, but some of the things, if you don't ask questions, especially students, I don't think it's going to be not easy for you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I also think asking questions or getting clarity is very important, because I know so many people who actually, you know, diverted from going to UNAM because they were seeing that it's a theory-based school.
Yeah.
Even in this new curriculum that's incoming, you know, that's the mindset that they had.
Yeah.
But, you know, even just sitting here today from Mr. Namesh, we learned that actually in this new curriculum, you know, in your third year, you actually offered a chance to go into the industry and to know to bridge that gap of school leaving and then, you know, coming into the market, you know, prepared.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a whole new type of introspection there. That's a whole new type of clarity there.
Yeah.
For the people who did not know, you know, their eyes are open now because, you know, we just had this small engagement with Mr. Namesh.
Yeah, yeah.
But imagine, you know, had they asked the questions or had they actually went to the campus and found out, you know, what does the new curriculum really entail?
Yeah.
They would be in a different position right now.
Yeah. Even also, it's not only about students' information, even also parents, guardians, and rich aunties and uncles.
Mm.
Those who fund students, they are always breadwinners in the family with good heart, who say, no, I'm going to fund this student. I'm going to assist this cousin of mine or this niece, nephew, or my any person within the family.
Mm-mm.
These people must have clear information also, because they must know where you are putting your money, and you must also understand where the person is going.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have enough information, it's going to be very difficult. Because because a parent, there's no, a parent is very happy when your kid is at university, but you don't know whether the kid is a first year, the kid is doing a readiness program, the kid is doing a bridging course, it is doing a course which he's saying he's doing at home. A lot of confusion, and you don't even know how to support. But if there is good sharing of information between parents, university, and funders,
Mm-mm.
It's going to be smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be smooth, because one thing I've seen also is that it sounds like rude, né? But if you are first year at a place, It's like you are new at any school.
Mm-mm.
You can have a qualification from UCT.
Yeah,
that is UCT. That is Stellenbosch. Mm-hmm. But when you come to UNAM, when you come to any institution, NAST or whatever, you are still a first year.
Yeah,
in a first year, you don't have enough information, and there are people who think when they ask, it's wrong.
Mm-mm.
Some people say, no, I've been around for a long time. You have been around, but this is a new environment.
Yeah, it's a new environment.
There are new things that you go ask information. You can be an experience. You can be maybe say, no, I'm older than this guy. It's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't respect security guards. Because a security guard who spend a lot of time in the institution have more experience than a first year.
Mm-mm.
Because know where to go and not to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So I think maybe one of the goals to have for this year, especially for the first year students or, you know, anybody, you know, really returning to school, I feel like information sharing should be at the top of your list. You know, ask those difficult questions that you feel uncomfortable with, because first of all, remember that you're even there to learn in the first place. So what's wrong with asking a few, you know, questions for clarity or whatever? And also, I remember we had this conversation, you know, putting yourself out there and not really, you know, keeping to yourself as much, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like university is meant to be that place where you, that opens you up as a person, that really brings you out of your comfort shell, comfort space.
Yeah.
So if you're going into university this year, you know, for the first time, I feel like it's very important to put yourself out there, to interact with others, you know, to gain those relationships, those networks.
Yeah.
Because it will take you far.
And making friends very fast.
Yeah.
then evaluate them later. It's also very important. it's very important because you are new at a place, you need to make very friends very fast.
Mm-mm.
And then later on you realize what person I'm dealing with. But if you are a first year, ask questions, connect with people, and just be willing to learn. Don't you can have your ambitions about you want to be the best. Everyone wants to be the best student.
When yeah.
You, you know, that is everybody's dream to say, no, I'm going to be the best student at this course.
Yeah.
But yes, you can be the best. But you can have ambition, but know that the system
Mm-mm.
is different.
Yeah.
The system is different. It's somebody's going to frustrate you. It's going to stress you. To stress you and yeah, but at the end of the day, you are going to make it.
Mm.
And don't fight the system. Understand it.
Yeah,
yeah, because, yeah, yeah. It's true, because if you fight it, it will take you down very fast.
Mm.
And people are just people. Sometimes you think you are just a first year, but maybe you have life experience.
Mm.
There is also something that you are going to offer.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you also bring something on the table.
Mm-mm.
You are a first year student, but maybe you are a parent. You have experience on dealing with. Kids and whatsoever. Yeah, that's why don't just think when you are first year, people, they are going to treat you like, no, you are just new.
Mm.
That fear, you must also just think about people that you are going to work with.
Mm, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, during these registration weeks, I feel like it's also the time to really to get to know your course and to use the time also to get to know your lecturers, you know, before yeah. the classes commence and before all the chaos starts.
Yeah.
Like, these are the 2 weeks now that you have, you know, to really understand your course, what it entails, you yeah. know, get clarity already on the types of modules that you're going to be having.
Yeah.
Get to know the campus, maybe walk around, take a day or two to walk around the campus already, you know, explore the classes,
yeah.
explore where to buy food, where to do what.
Yeah.
Because these are things that nobody really pays attention to, but I feel like they're very important, especially in your first year too. You know, just to take the extra time to really invest yeah. the time to look around and to get to another place.
Yeah, and the one thing I've seen about any higher institution of learning is that it's very interesting that people that you used to see on TV, you are with them live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the lecturers that you used to see doing commentaries or maybe presenting something, or maybe some of them who wrote some books,
mm-hmm.
people that you see in newspapers, they are there at high institution. Go to NAS, go to any institution.
Yeah.
Go to college, go to VTC.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that people that you used to hear about, you see them. They used to look unreachable,
Mm-mm.
but they are reachable. When you go to Mr. Namesho, with Mr. Namesho in the studio, he's a manager for communication. When you meet him, talk to him.
Yeah.
Those are communication people.
Mm-mm.
These are the people who, their job is to give information.
Mm.
If you meet him on the way, talk to him, ask questions.
Yeah.
Even if you meet him down, it's his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a spokesperson of the institution.
Mm.
Yeah. And just focus. You also chill at the same time, but know exactly what you are doing.
Mm.
Yeah, know exactly what you are doing.
Yeah, like don't stray away from your vision, because you yeah. are there to learn and you yeah. are there to gain your degree, of course. But yeah. it's really a journey, I yeah. think. So it's going to be a lot of ups and downs, yeah. but it's a journey.
Yeah, there's a lot of fights that you need to put in, because it's always not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are those. But university is a good place. It's really a good place, especially if you are well informed, if you have a very good support, or if you are also, you also need to have a thick skin.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it requires fight.
Yeah,
it not this physical fight. It just requires some level of resilience.
Mm.
Yeah, because if every time your marks are not showing on the system, you are calling parents at home, it will not work.
Yeah. Oh, the stress of that, though.
yeah, sometimes you are studying, then your laptop just shut down from nowhere.
Yeah.
You have to submit an assignment. But sometimes you can go and explain.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that first assignment, you were just busy typing, then you deleted the whole thing.
Mm.
But it's life, and you graduate eventually.
Yeah.
You graduate, and that is what it is.
Yeah, and it's also the time, I mean, the place where, you know, leaders are made, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the place where most of the people, you know, find their ground, they find their wings.
Yeah.
And you could even see, like, even some of our leaders today,
yeah.
like, before they went to university, they were yeah. completely different people. But
yeah.
then they left with a whole new type of mindset.
Yeah.
They you know, they were just a different outlook on life, you know.
Yeah.
These are things that they developed through varsity, through tertiary education. So
yeah.
it can be a good place. It can either make you or break you, but I think it all comes yeah. down to how you receive it.
But I think it will pressure you, because when it tests your characters.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that if you don't make it from university, you are not going anywhere. Some people, they were very tough at university, but life threw them somewhere.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you end up not completing, you are in the third year. But that life experience, you are going to use it.
Mm.
Because there is always this thing to say, no, Mark Zuckerberg, he's a dropout from Harvard. Yeah, but he was at university, then he found his passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is always something that you can do after all.
Yeah, as long as you're pushing, you know, as long as you're pushing. But yeah. Nonetheless, thank you so much for tuning into the business and economic segment today, for listening in. Remember to always, you know, follow us on our social media platforms and to engage us, you know, leave your comments. Whatever opinions that you may have, you can always comment them there on our social media. We'll be sure to check them out.
Yeah.
And of course, our Villager e-paper comes out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So you can subscribe to that also to receive it. And yes, do stay tuned for the Umtuma program with Tatiana Lovanda and Tadefly.
Yes, see you until next time.
Yes.